Switched On IT is proudly brought to you by Computer Troubleshooters Toowoomba West and Oz Hosting, Cloud Made Easy.
Welcome to Switched On IT. This is the show where we talk about everything IT. I'm Barry. Today on the show, Doug and Ray, who are standing by at the moment, are going to talk about how to create a content marketing calendar. If you are advertising or marketing on social media or anywhere for that matter, you need to have some kind of calendar so that you know when things are going to go out and what the process is for sending things out and so on. So today, Doug and Ray are going to talk about how do you go about doing that, how do you set up your calendar, how do you make it work effectively, because one of the things that we hear frequently is a matter of businesses not having time. And one of the things you will discover out of this session is that if you've got an effective calendar and you know what needs to be done when and you have a process for doing that, you can really cut down on the amount of time that you are spending doing your content marketing. So Doug and Ray are standing by now. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Ray Sidney-Smith and Doug Endersby. Ray, what do we have to do in order to make sure that we have a content marketing calendar that actually works, and how do we set that up?
Sure. So what I think what Doug and I want to do today is really talk about the fundamental components of a marketing calendar and then talk about some of the ways in which you can set it up so that you're able to have a marketing calendar that you, one, are using. It's not something that you set up and then forget exists, like your business plan. You want to make it a living document, not a document that you create once and then put in a drawer, never look at it again. And then ways in which you can collaborate with others using some technology. So first and foremost, talking about the idea of a content calendar versus a marketing calendar, those sometimes are one and the same, sometimes they're different pieces. But what I really want to think about is the marketing calendar. And when we talk about marketing, we're talking about more than just promotional content. We're thinking about all of the various pieces of the business that requires the product itself, how you're going to promote the business, how you're going to get out the word out about the business generally. And that does require some level of infrastructure pieces. And so I wanted to start off the conversation with you, Doug, and kind of considering what are some of the things that people should really think about when it comes to that first pass. Say you're a startup or your business that doesn't have a marketing calendar. What's that first pass look like for creating a marketing calendar?
I think, well, the first thing that a business needs to think about is their audience and the content that they can create that will be relevant and interesting to their audience. So I think that the crucial element there is to be able to put yourself in the shoes of your ideal customer and think about the journey that the customer makes before they become actually a customer of yours. And then once they are a customer, what is the ongoing content information that is going to be useful for them to continue to be a customer of your business? And then I think once you've got an idea of that journey, of the information that people are probably looking for, because we all know that a lot of our customers start their journey with us by actually looking for information and finding that we're actually quite useful at providing good information back to them, they need to sort of follow through that path, and then that can help them understand what the different communication platforms might look like that they can then communicate the content, the information to help their customers on that journey. So it's probably easy to say, but it's not the easiest thing to do. So Ray, in terms of if we were just to consider for a moment the content piece, Have you got some examples of customers that you've been working with where you've helped them define and refine the kind of content that they're going to be using?
Yeah, one of the first things that I always talk to them about is theming. You know, once you've identified audiences, you talked about, you know, you really want to start to theme your calendar. And that means over the next 12 to 18 months, what does the content that you're creating, how does it fit into the overall context of the business? And sometimes you have to give some creative thought here, but generally you want to have an arc of not just the content you're creating, but other types of marketing collateral and other kinds of pieces that you're creating for the business. All of those pieces should be in a cohesive theme. And so, say for example, you're going to choose a particular year where excellence is the theme for the business. Well, then everything that you are talking about in the course of that 12 to 18 month period is now going to have a touch, just a little touch, a dab of branding related to excellence. And you can use that through language, use that through visual representation, and through any other levels of ways in which you can communicate the message. And so we start on either a year level or a little bit longer than a year level. We then go to seasons. Seasonality is something that most businesses experience. It may not be the seasons, summer, spring, winter, fall, but it may be that you find that, you know, the 4 or 5 months of the year is a very high period for a particular service line or a particular product line. Well, then that's, consider that season. And then what you need to do is think through the sales cycle. When is somebody thinking about purchasing from you, and when do they make the purchase decision? Right. So once we start the need want cycle, I come up with something as a consumer. I say, oh, you know what? I'd like some chili tonight. And so my sales cycle is very short because, you know, it's midday, afternoon, whatever. I'm thinking about having chili this evening. I may go online and look on Google Maps or go into my phone and look on Google Maps and pull up a couple places that have chili and see about ordering some chili for delivery. Now, the sales cycle then is just a few hours. But for some of your businesses, it may be months, and some of it may be years. If you're doing business with the government and you're doing some level of capture management, that procurement process and that sales process might take 12, 18, 36 months. So if you have a season when you know most contracts are signed, then you need to think back in the calendar, when does the sales process really truly begin? When does someone actually come into the pipeline for you to start getting content in front of them and or making other kinds of marketing touch points with that potential customer at that time? You want to be in front of them for as many touch points leading up to their point of decision so that they are going to choose you over somebody else. So really think about that. So seasonality is important. And then, of course, you can think about this from a monthly and a weekly calendar perspective when it really comes down to the content stuff. So what are the individual pieces of content or other kinds of deliverables that are necessary in the marketing calendar? And then going from there and saying, okay, this is how it all works. So I really like to structure my marketing calendar on that highest level. What is our theme? It just helps to create that level of, you know, kind of nice arc of content, and then going down to the seasons, and then going down to the weeks and months, and deciding on what are the individual pieces of content that we're creating. Now, one of the benefits, Doug, that creates is your ability to be able to have a content creation or a just a general content generation mechanism that I call always be capturing. Always be capturing, always be creating, the ABCs of a marketing campaign. And in small business, you don't have the luxury always of sitting down and just writing content. But if you can always be capturing and always be creating, what that means is that when you create the calendar, you now have these buckets where you know things are going to start to fit. So you know that, say, in June, you're going to talk about this particular topic. Well, guess what? That topic may come up with a client today, and you're not publishing it today, but you are going to capture everything you possibly can about that topic and the discussion you had so that you can generate the content, create the content, capture the video, capture the audio right there when the issue is salient to you. And then when it comes time to actually producing the content, now you have the appropriate photographs, the appropriate audio, the appropriate thoughts and collected, issues and so on and so forth. around that issue so that when you get ready to prepare for that content, you have it available to you. So often than not, what I hear in clients who are setting up advertising campaigns or marketing campaigns is, oh gosh, you know, we had this event 6 months ago. It would be really great if we had a photograph or some B-roll of people mixing around and milling around at that event or at this particular, you know, time when we had the event, because now we need it for this particular marketing campaign. That's really what I'm talking about, is capturing this level of content on a regular basis so that you have this pool of database, you know, pool or database of data that's available to you at any given time to pull into your marketing campaigns in the future. And so you're building this this whole, you know, repository of content that then when you're ready in the calendar to use it, it's available to you. Now, that does mean that you're going to not use all of the content, right? There's going to be some level of capture, maybe 10% that's just garbage and you're never going to use it. But then the 90% gets cleaned up and gets turned into content very quickly, readily available when you need it, because you've been capturing all along. Some other thoughts you have about that, Doug, in terms of ways in which folks can utilize a marketing calendar efficiently for capturing content, maybe curating content and working with customers in that way?
I think the challenge for a small business owner is just to become hyper aware of all the content opportunities that come across their desk or across their screen, as the case may be, every day. So, you know, certainly I'm always looking at newspaper articles, magazine articles, emails. You know, we actually have quite a deluge of material that is potential content coming at us, you know, online, through social media, through email, through all our different vendors, suppliers. They're all great potential sources of content. So it's really a matter of, you know, as you said, always be capturing, being vigilant and seeing the opportunities that lie in all of that content, and then starting to, you know, to populate your calendar with those nuggets of information that you know that you know, you can deploy at some point. Because you know, we also need to curate the information and, you know, curate the calendar so that we can make sure that you know, it's not just about seasonality. It's also a matter of making sure that we're not deluging our customers, our audience, with information. We've got to be, you know, very discerning about the information that we provide them, because ultimately we want it to be useful and compelling. If it's not useful and compelling in some way, then they're going to switch off. So, you know, certainly from an Oz hosting standpoint, that's one of the things that we do. And, you know, we put things out on Facebook and blog them and so on, just to make sure that we're, you know, keeping things interesting and relevant for customers. And there's obviously also the things that just happen. You know, when there's Petya malware, ransomware events happen, they create opportunities for a company like Oz Hosting, because it gives us a reason to talk to our customers about security. And it's the media has already done its job. It's something that they're concerned about, that they know that they need to be doing something about. So there's all those sort of spontaneous situations which you also have to be vigilant for and take advantage of when they crop up.
Is your computer driving you crazy? Is it slow or doing things you didn't expect? Well, having a computer crash or pick up a virus can be a complete nightmare for a business, so having someone local you can trust to get you up and running again is critical. The dedicated team of experts at Computer Troubleshooters Toowoomba West will put your mind at ease from the moment you walk through the door, and will get your problem solved in no time, with 100% guarantee on their work. Laptops, tablets, PCs, whatever you have, Roger and the team can fix it for you. So visit them today at 236 Bridge Street, Newtown. Can't get in to see them? No worries. Just call them on 46421331 and they'll come to you. Toowoomba Troubleshooters, Toowoomba West, on the web at www.computertroubleshooters.com.au/Toowoomba West.
Hi, I'm Neil from CGD Group, and we do printing with imagination. Our products and imaging have that wow factor. Whether it be business cards, flyers, the Coffee Gazette, or our brand new A5 video folders and animation. Have your business branding remembered. Call us today on 4639 5553. CGD Group, printing with imagination.
Looking for exposure for your next event or function? Take your next community event, training seminar, sports event, official opening, function, concert, or exhibition live to the world with PTV Channel O and Power FM's unique live simulcast. We can turn your next local event into a worldwide sensation for a fraction of what you would expect to pay. No matter what the event, PTV Channel O and Power FM can take your message to our audience. Invite the world to your party by phoning 0431 390 920 or email feedback@ptvchannelo.com.
I don't know, Ray, if you've got any other sort of tools or mechanisms you use to always be capturing, but that's what we do. And I guess then that leads us down the path of saying, all right, well, how do we deploy it? How do we publish it? What are the tools that we can use in that respect?
Yeah, no, I think you bring up a really great point about being flexible with regard to the marketing calendar. And it's one of the things that makes this a living document or a living tool for the business. You know, if something is coming up and coming down the pike, this is why you go and follow the rules of always be capturing and always be creating. If you get an idea about a really interesting, say, blog topic that you'd like to write about, but it's not the right time to publish that blog article, that's fine. Capture it now while you're thinking about it, because it's going to probably be the best content that you're going to create about it because you have that current state of mind around it. It's akin to the idea that when I have a conversation with a customer and it's a very difficult conversation, those are usually actually the best times for me to actually write about the topic. Because if a customer was really challenged, a client comes to me and was really challenged by an issue, that, and then we help them through it, that's a really great example of the type of work that we do. And while I hope that it's not the work that I always have to do, which is constantly working on the hardest possible projects and coming up with hopefully a solution, it is still useful in writing about it at that time, because then you'll start to see patterns in the way in which, say, that you work, say that how your clients are experiencing certain types of problems, and that will ultimately help you build better offers, build better products and services, which again is a part of marketing, right? Marketing is founded on being able to build products for market, making sure that you're pricing your products for that market, and then making sure that you're promoting the right products for that market. And so really getting that level of reflection is important and ends up being useful content going into the future. I think I've written my best blog posts from when I've had a meeting with a customer and I've said, you know what, they've come across this problem, and now I've dealt with this a few times with other folks. This is probably going to be something that I can solve for others by writing about it and sharing that with the world. One thing that I've found really helpful with a marketing calendar is setting up roles by day. What I mean by that is that as a small business owner, I'm a small business owner. As a business owner, I really want to be able to be my best in all the various hats that I have to wear throughout the business, including marketing. And so very early on in the business, I decided to set up different hats for different days of the week. So I'm my own chief financial officer. I'm my own chief technology officer. I'm my own CISO, chief information security officer. I'm my own all of those pieces, right? And so on Mondays, I can decide, you know what, I'm going to do all of my marketing on Mondays. So every week, among all the other things that I have to do, I'm going to actually handle all of my marketing duties on that day. And that's going to include some planning and some reviewing, so that I'm wearing my chief marketing officer hat that day. Then on Tuesday, I'm going to wear my CTO hat and my CISO hat, and I'm going to go through my technology and my information security issues and so on and so forth, and think about those issues that day. And that means that if something comes up on Thursday that's not urgent, and say it's a cybersecurity article that I might be interested in reading about and a tool that might have come up for me to use in the business. Well, I'll say, you know what? That's going to get punted till next Tuesday. I'm not going to deal with that now because that's not where my head is. My head is on Thursday is on finances. So I'm my own CFO on Thursdays. And so I'm going to sit down with my books and look at the current sales and revenue forecasting and the current budget and look at those kinds of pieces of the pie along on Thursday. So if you can set up different days to have different duties, you're acting as your own, you know, kind of manager of the different personas or the different roles that you have to wear within your own business. So just a suggestion in and among the things like a marketing calendar, maybe set up a day or maybe 2 days. Maybe you need 2 days for marketing every week, but set up some time or parts of the days throughout your week where you're wearing those hats. And that way you can look at the same project even in and under different hats. So on Monday, you can look at something from the marketing perspective, but on Tuesday, you're going to look at that from a technology and information security perspective. So it would be, okay, we want to do this marketing plan. It looks really interesting. But then on Tuesday, you look at it and you go, oh, you know what? We're going to be collecting some sensitive data about our customers. How are we going to protect that customer data so that they know that we're doing the best things for them? So doing roles by weekday and theming those days can actually be very, very useful. To your question, Doug, about technology, I think there are so many different ways in which we can manifest a calendar. And so I'm going to punt the question back to you. If you had to create this tool, considering you're in kind of the Microsoft ecosystem, what are some of the tools in the Microsoft, say, 365 ecosystem that you might use to manifest a marketing calendar?
Obviously one of the things that I can do is create joint calendars, which I can then share with other staff members and start to, you know, populate the different themes that we're going to create for our communication program. But also I guess I'm just thinking about my mind immediately goes to a great big table, which is obviously mapping out the year. Months would be different columns, but then down the left hand side has got to be all the different communication choices I've got, which is going to be am I going to run a webinar or a seminar? You know, maybe I'm going to use something like Teams or Zoom to create that. Am I going to have an email marketing campaign? Perhaps I'm going to be using some kind of EDM email marketing platform to achieve that. And then I've got my website with my different blog posts, and then I've got the various social media platforms that are available to us. And of course, they should all be working together so that, you know, maybe I'm tweeting about something that I've got an article on Facebook on, and Facebook then leads to the blog, which has got, you know, more comprehensive information, and so on. So you can create integrated campaigns and just, you know, create and craft, if you like, a table to capture all that, and then hopefully help everybody on your team sort of participate in the in the deployment of the different campaigns that you've got planned.
Yeah, I agree. I think there are some really interesting tools out there that can be used. First and foremost, you can just use Outlook and use the calendar in Microsoft Outlook and just create a new calendar, share that calendar. I think that's a great option. I for many years, used actually a Google calendar since we're in the Google Suite space and G Suite, and we created a Google calendar and shared that for the team. And all of our campaigns were managed from either a single day, that is an all-day event, or multi-day all-day events that covered what it was that wanted to be, what that we needed to be created. And then we would track all of the various actions inside of each calendar event, basically as a mini Gantt charting system, if you wanted to think about it from that perspective. And it worked for a good long time until we graduated to a different system. There are other tools out there that I think are really useful. You're talking about a table, then, you know, that's something like Microsoft Excel or Google Sheets. There are many, many templates out there. I think I've created a template somewhere in Google Sheets. So if somebody is looking for a template, I think I have one, shoot me, shoot a message to Barry, and I'll see if I have that around. And you can just download it into Excel if you're using Excel. One really cool tool, if you are in the spreadsheet workbook world and like that, is a tool called Airtable. And Airtable is a little bit more sophisticated in the sense that it's cloud-based, akin to Google Sheets or Excel Online, but it gives you a little bit more user-friendly functionality is how I would say it. And so it gives you the ability to do some really interesting interface things that are more akin to, say, Microsoft Access than Microsoft Excel. And so you can actually create a marketing calendar in there, and it can actually do some lightweight automation to help you understand what the next things are that you need to do, alerting people to certain things via email and so on and so forth. So Airtable could be a really good option. And I've seen some clients set up Airtable marketing calendars. There is a bespoke tool for this called CoSchedule, and it's fee-based. And so you can create a really sophisticated marketing calendar there. It's predominantly for content marketing, but you can really use it for a full-fledged marketing calendar. And it's called CoSchedule. I think it's a really solid tool, and they have some really unique features. I'll tell you that we have actually gone to Trello, and we use Trello now for our editorial schedule and for our marketing calendar generally. And I found it to be just really, really flexible to be able to not only use across our own team, but being able to bring in others from the outside as guests to specific cards so that we're able to manage internally. We use Asana for our project management for internal projects, but for our external client-facing projects and our marketing, we have been using Trello, and we find it to be a really fantastic tool. I think the end result is that a good marketing calendar is going to be able to allow you to visualize what you want to do in a time sequence. So in the case of Trello, we activate the calendar plugin, and we're capable of seeing our content and our marketing plans and campaigns in, and that includes our advertising and other parts of the business. And we get to see that in a calendar view, and then we get to manage on a project level in a collaborative way. And I think that's what really makes a good marketing calendar.
Have you got a wedding, birthday, corporate event, or even a school disco coming up? Well, make your special occasion memorable. A professional DJ and compere really makes a difference, so go crazy! With Crazy Kevin, international DJ. He's available for all your entertainment needs. Just call 0459 336 832 or email crazykevindj@gmail.com.
Oz Hosting is proud to support Switched On IT in bringing practical help to Australian businesses. We're talking to literally hundreds of businesses every day about their IT services, how to make them more efficient, how to make their businesses more efficient, and how to protect their valuable data. If you'd like your IT services securely hosted right here in Australia and expertly managed, talk to Oz Hosting.
Kevin on the radio. PowerFMradio.com.au.
I wanted to, before we closed out, just to show you a little bit about what this this means for me in terms of thinking through a good kind of campaign. And so this is how a marketing calendar can really benefit you, in the sense that by seeing it in a visual way, it can help you. And so for a long time, I had been trying to figure out how our newsletter, how the podcast, how our blog, and how my YouTube live streams were all going to really fit together. Because I'm a little bit different of a business in the sense that I'm not really trying to sell people on a specific product, since I provide predominantly my services through economic development agencies. And so I'm I'm generally trying to educate people, but I also am trying to be efficient in the way in which I do it. So what I did was I just threw all of the various pieces of the puzzle onto a calendar map in Trello, and then I just started dragging pieces around to figure out what the flow of that content was going to be. And so this is what I came up with. What I would do is I would have an anchor blog post that I'd be writing once a month, because really I'm not blogging regularly anymore, and I'm really using the blog as a vehicle to let people know about all the various other multimedia content that I'm putting out there, Switched on IT, as well as the YouTube Live and webinars that I'm putting on for the state of Virginia, and all these other pieces, right? So it just ends up being kind of like a release tool, just kind of notifying people. And but for the blog, I wanted to once a month just write kind of an in-depth topic piece. And so that, what we call a long read, that long read would start the month. And then throughout the month, I would actually be interviewing people related to that topic. So give you an example. WordPress themes. WordPress themes are something that I come into contact with on a regular basis. We talk about a lot of WordPress stuff and how to set up WordPress, how to use WordPress themes, and so on and so forth. So at the top of the month, I could talk about WordPress themes, some free ones, some paid ones. And then throughout the month, I can interview a theme developer and talk to them about various theme-related topics in WordPress. Later on in the month, I can talk to them about talk to a theme framework developer, which is someone who develops a theme framework for WordPress. I can then talk to some folks who actually have developed page builders and talk to them about how WordPress themes look different and how they are modified by page builders like WP Bakery and otherwise. And then we get down to the kind of end of the month, where I maybe can have a panel discussion and have like a Q&A with a wide variety of different WordPress developers and theme designers to see how they perceive WordPress and maybe the future of WordPress as the new features come on board. Now, at the end of the month is when we put out our newsletter. So now I have 3 or 4 podcast interviews and this large anchor article that I wrote at the beginning of the month, and that all gets tied up in the newsletter and sent out as one big lump sum. So as you can see, these pieces kind of work together to create a big educational deposit that I can put into someone's inbox that kind of gives them a summary, a summation of all the things that we're doing throughout the month for people. And so then that can be easily forwarded along to others and educate them about that information. So that's the kind of thing that you need to start thinking through, is how are all the various channels that you're putting out there connected to one another? And for you, where are you placing offers in and amongst that content that's actually going to drive traffic to your website, that's going to capture leads, and then ultimately nurture them into sales? And so your content calendar is a really great tool for being able to structure that discussion, both as a team, or if it's just you, you know, helping you organize your thoughts in that category, and then laying it out in an actionable plan.
Okay, that sounds terrific advice. I think we've covered this off pretty comprehensively, in my view. So we've talked about, you know, content generation, the journey, the different capabilities in terms of publishing the content. So I was just going to refer back to you, Barry, and say, have you got any other questions that you'd like us to cover off, or Ray, have you got any other nuggets you'd like to share with us?
I'll defer to Barry.
All right. No, I think that one of the things that I have discovered in working with Ray, who is also my mentor, is the amount of stress and the flow of work and the things that I had been spending lots of time doing because I wasn't particularly organized with them. I now have a much better handle on my time because I've put things into these sorts of calendar and flowcharts and things that Ray has been talking about. And that, for me, has increased my time because, you can't increase time actually, but It has increased my ability to use the time that I have better, as well as making the best use of the resources that I've got. So that would be my main comment here.
Yeah, so it's remarkable how much you can benefit from, you know, you're not going to be able to create more time, as you said, but you can use your time better so that you can waste less of it. And what happens so often is that, especially when you're a small entrepreneur, you know, small entrepreneurial shop, a small entrepreneurial venture, you need to be able to utilize your time so well because you do have to do more with less, at least in the short term while the business grows. And that means you need to do more with less regarding funds, but you also need to do that with regard to your time.
Mm. Doug, any final comments here?
No, I think we've covered it off pretty comprehensively. So thanks, Barry. Thanks, Ray.
Okay, that's terrific. Thank you, Doug Endersby and Ray Sidney-Smith. We will see you again next week. Enjoy your week. You have been watching Switched on IT. This is the show where we talk about everything IT. Don't forget that if you missed any of the sessions that we have done, in fact, any of them over the last couple of years, everything is available on video on demand. Just go down to the left-hand side of this site and pick up Switched on IT and you can see everything there. In addition, if you've got any questions or if you want those resources that Ray talked about before, send us an email. The address is feedback@ptvchannelo.com and we will get those to you. We will see you again next week. This is Barry for Switched on IT.